International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Yukiya Amano has held talks with Iranian officials in Tehran as part of the regular dialogue between the two sides. Speaking at a joint press conference on Sunday with the head of Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, the IAEA chief said Iran is in broad compliance with the 2015 nuclear accord, known as the JCPOA, while urging other parties to the deal, namely the US, Britain, France, China, Russia and Germany, to do the same.
This JCPOA is an agreement between P5 plus 1 and Iran on the Security Council, United Nations Security Council supported it, and the IAEA is authorized to monitor and verify the nuclear-related commitments. As far as some nuclear-related commitments are concerned, and as of today, I can state that the nuclear commitment, related commitments made by Iran under the JCPOA are being implemented.
Also speaking to Press TV after the meeting, the head of Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Ali Akbar Salehi, said the IAEA has never failed to fulfill its commitments when it comes to protecting the deal. He also praised the European Union for not putting the fate of the deal in limbo, but questioned whether they are willing to pursue the same policy, facing U.S. threats and pressure.
We have emphasized with Mr. Amano that we hope that the IAEA will continue this process and that will not relent under pressure from powers that have the ability to put pressure on international organizations. Well, EU so far, they have taken the right position so far. I don't know whether they are going to withstand the pressure from the United States or they are going to relent in the future. That I don't know. We leave it to the future.
Iran says the U.S. has so far failed to fulfill its commitments under the JCPOA, with President Donald Trump threatening to pull out of the deal. Earlier this month, Trump refused to formally certify Iran's compliance with the deal and warned that he might ultimately terminate it. The U.S. has demanded inspections of Iran's military sites, which Tehran has rejected. On Sunday, Iran's nuclear chief once again warned that in case of a U.S. violation, Iran can resume 20% uranium enrichment at its Fordow site in 4 days.
Amano's visit to Tehran comes after a resolution proposed by Iran aimed at the disarmament of nuclear states was approved by the UN. Despite obstruction of the US and its allies, the resolution calls on all countries armed with nuclear weapons to destroy their arsenal in accordance with the NPT. Amano Deri, Press TV, Tehran.